Well, it's time now to start wrapping things up. We're going to recap some of the things we've talked about. Brad, it's going to be like rapid fire questions here. First up, how does an individual get saved, and has that ever changed since Genesis 1:1?
Well, people are delivered or redeemed or saved by the same means in the beginning as they were in the end. It's always been by grace through faith. It's always been by the blood of the Lamb. That's why he is from the beginning.
Okay, excellent. Next, what is the new covenant?
Well, the new covenant, we toss that word around a lot, but the new covenant is mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31, and it's repeated again in Hebrews chapter 8, so we have it in the Old and New Testament. And basically, it very clearly says that the new covenant is the reuniting of the divided house of Israel and Judah. And when we get to the New Testament simply uses the words Jew and Gentile, the middle wall of partition removed between Jew and Gentile. That's the new covenant.
So the new covenant was given to the divided house of Israel. Who is Israel?
Israel, Cole, has always been the same. From the very first mention of Israel, that would be Jacob, because Israel was a person called Jacob, till the very last mention of Israel, the definition of this word has always remained the same. That's why we can always trust in God. That is, anyone who's directly from the loins of Jacob, Israel, who believes in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and follows him, and all the strangers and sojourners that join themselves with them. That's what the Old Testament says, and that's what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2.
Okay, so we are Israel, even as Gentiles, we're grafted into Israel. So what then does the New Testament church look like, and how should we live?
Well, it's described to us in the book of Acts. We need to be following not the early church fathers, but we need to be following what's recorded in the book of Acts. It's the same assembly that was in the Old Testament, same day of rest, same celebration, same laws of food, et cetera, et cetera, in the book of Acts.
So Brad, what would you say to somebody listening right now that might be thinking Torah, commandments, wait a second, we're not under the law.
Yeah, under the law is a very familiar phrase throughout all of Scripture. Paul sets the whole thing up in Romans chapter 3 by stating that all our righteousness is as filthy rags, no one keepeth his word, and so on and so forth. So we're all under the law. So every human being is under either the Torah or Roman law or Greek law or natural law. Everybody's under the law until they receive grace. And once they receive grace, according to Romans chapter 6, now they have the power to be righteous and follow the instructions of their Father through grace.
Fantastic. And Brad, if this is the first time somebody's hearing about Torah and some of these things, where's a good place to start to learn more?
I would suggest starting with understanding how to observe and follow his feast, not ours, but his.
And the feasts of the Lord are in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. And as you teach, the scripture is really one story.
Yeah, it's the same from beginning to end, and you need to start at the beginning. An illustration of this is, imagine that you're a guy on an island. You've lived on the island all by yourself all your life. You've never had any communication with anybody. One day, a Bible drops out of the heavens, the Old Testament and the New Testament. You read it, and you believe it. Then logically, what feast would you observe? What day would you rest? What food would you eat? And what things would you not eat? That's why it's important to see that it's one story from the very beginning.
And with that in mind, I find it very interesting that the Old Testament ends in Malachi with the message, remember the Torah of Moses. And then the first message that Yeshua, or Jesus, brings in the New Testament, in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, I did not come to abolish the Torah. So Brad, could you finish us off with a verse that shows the Torah was given for life and for blessing?
Yeah, one of the most precious sections of Scripture in the Bible is in Deuteronomy chapter 30. We were already told that if you keep my commandments, my statutes, my ordinances, I will bless you. And then we are told in those waning words, if you will, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, that I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. And he pleads with us in the midst of Deuteronomy 30 that he wants us to choose life, and his life is found in his words and his instructions to his children.
Fantastic. Well, Brad, I have thoroughly enjoyed putting this series together with you. Thank you very much for taking the time.
It was an absolute pleasure, Cole. Shalom, my friend.
Alrighty, thanks again, and folks, thank you for listening. I will be back in just a moment with our last few minutes together with Brad to get you some information about the Wild Branch Ministry and some of Brad's teachings.